Listen to part of a lecture in a health science class. The professor will be discussing a solution to a health problem caused by a certain parasite that sometimes invades humans. A parasite is an organism that lives in or on another organism, called the host. During the talk, listen for where the parasite normally lives, how the parasite infects and harms humans, how the proposed solution is supposed to work.
Let's look at another way health agencies are fighting parasitic diseases. One alternative to drugs and pesticides is the use of biological agents. In other words, if a parasite is causing problems, you find something that eats the parasite itself, or something that eats the parasite's normal host. Then you turn that something loose in the parasite's habitat. For example, consider schistosomiasis. Schistosomiasis is an infection with a parasitic worm called a schistosome. Normally, the host for this schistosome worm is a kind of freshwater snail. But in the African country Kenya, the worms frequently infect humans who are exposed to water from ponds where the snail lives. This contact commonly occurs when people give their cattle water or wash their clothes in these ponds. In fact, about 2 million Kenyans, mostly children, are infected. Once inside the human host, the worm lays eggs, and this can result in internal bleeding, fever, fatigue, and sometimes death. The snails are still necessary as hosts, though, because schistosome eggs can only hatch inside of snails. Now, if you're already infected, you can take a drug to kill the worms, but the drug's expensive, and it's easy to get reinfected when you go back to the pond. Instead, researchers are trying to eliminate the worm's normal host, the snail, by introducing the Louisiana crayfish into ponds where the worms and snails live. Now, as you can see, a crayfish looks something like a miniature lobster, and it loves to eat snails. Snail shells are rich in calcium, which crayfish need for their own shells. And crayfish are already abundant in major Kenyan rivers. They were imported there in the early 1970s, and they're easy to find. So, crayfish could end up being a cheap, effective way to reduce rates of schistosomiasis. If they do, though, it would be the first time a biological agent has been successfully used to control a parasite.